I text lei tula namuhla silthola kuyesaya isahluko sangamashumi ayisihlanu nantathu kusukele vesini lesine kuze kube ivesi lesithupha.
Our text we find in Isaiah 53 from verse 4 to 6.
Kusukele vesini lesine
verse 4
kuze kube ivesi lesithupha
to 6.
Kepha yazithwala izifo zethu yabetshatha ubuhlungu bethu kodwa thina sathi ijezisiwe ishaywe nguNkulunkulu ihlushwa.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted.
Yebo yalinyazwa kenxa yeziphambeko zethu, yaxotshozwa ngobubi bethu. Isijeziso sasiphezu kwayo ukuba sibe nokuthula, nangemivimbo yayo siphilisiwe thina.
But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
Thina sonke sidukile njengezimvu, ilo nalo uphendukele endleleni yakhe. UJehova wehlisela phezu kwayo ububi bethu sonke.
All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Let's bow our heads once again and pray.
Sihlele enyaweni zakho njengoMaria, silalela izwi lakho.
Lord, we thank you that once again we can meet here and gather at your feet, listening to your words, just like Mary once did.
Siyacela ukuthi ukhulume nathi, uthinte izinhliziyo zethu ngomusa wakho.
Speak to us, O Lord, and touch our hearts in your grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Isihloko sethu ukuthi uJehova wehlisela phezu kwayo ububi bethu sonke.
We want to use as a theme that God placed on him our iniquities, our sins.
Sizwile izwi esalfundayo, singalphinda futhi.
We heard what we read in our text. Let us read it again.
Evesini lesine.
In verse 4.
Kusukele esahlukweni sangamathathu.
As we have read here in Isaiah 53.
Kepha yazithwala izifo zethu yabetshatha ubuhlungu bethu kodwa thina sasithi ijeziswe ishaywe nguNkulunkulu ihlushwa.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted.
Kepha linyazwa ngenxa yeziphambeko zethu, yaxotshozwa ngobubi bethu. Isijeziso sasiphezu kwayo ukuba sibe nokuthula.
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
Tina sonke siduvile, sinjengezimvu, yiloko yilo uphendukele endleleni yakhe. UJehova wehlisela phezu kwayo ububi bethu sonke.
All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Namhlanje ngithanda ukuthi ngikhulume ngesiphambano.
Today I like to speak about the cross.
Encwadini yokuqala kaKorinte, isahluko sokuqala, ivesi leshumi nasiyagalombili, kuthiwa izwi lesiphambano lingubuwula kulabo ababhubhayo. Kodwa kithina esindiswayo kungamandla kaNkulunkulu.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 we read, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God."
Ngithanda ukukhuluma ngesiphambano.
So I'd like to speak about the cross.
Isiphambano into esetshenzwa ngezindlela eziningi ezahlukeneyo lapha emhlabeni.
The cross is often used in so many different ways for so many different things in the world today.
Abanye abantu uma sebethuka, thuka ngesiphambano.
Some people even use it when they're swearing.
Abanye bathi uma sebekhuluma iqiniso bathi bafunge isiphambano.
Some people, when they try to emphasize a point and to bring across that they speaking the truth, they use the cross to bring across to the others that they are speaking the truth.
Abanye basveza isiphambano ngokubeka isifuba isiphambano esifubeni.
And some
bezosivezela ukuthi bakhuluma iqiniso ngempela.
Some even make the sign of the cross when they try to make you understand that they're now speaking the truth.
Kusho ukuthi isiphambano sisetshenzwa ngezindlela ezani eziningi ezahlukeneyo, yize ukuthi abanye abantu abaqonda ukuthi isiphambano sithini.
And so we see how the cross is used in many different ways for different applications. People use it without even knowing what the cross actually means.
Abanye bathwala isiphambano entanyeni, abanye basilengisa endlebeni, bengazi ukuthi benzani ngaleyo nto.
Some people hang it around their necks as on their necklace, others use it in their ears as an earring. They don't even really know what the cross means. Many use it as an earring, as an ornament. But they don't even know what it means. And this even includes men who do it.
Uma isiphambano besilengisa endlebeni. Ukuhlobisa nje.
So some use it, hang it on their ear or wherever, and it's just an ornament. They don't know the true meaning of it.
Empeleni, indoda uma ifaka isiphambano endlebeni, uya chaza, achukuvezela abantu ukuthi usebenzisa idakamizwa.
In fact, there are even men who wear the cross as an earring. By that, they are conveying the message to others that they use drugs.
Kuqale kanjalo.
That's how it starts.
Uma efaka amaqhu iphambane imbili, uchaza ukuthi ungumgqingili, istabane.
Others wear two crosses, earrings, and by that they are saying that they are gay.
Kodwa baqonde ukuthi ukuze bayifake, bayifakelani.
But they do it and they don't know what they're doing and what it means.
Kodwa empeleni bekufanele ukuthi bazi kangcono.
But in actual fact, they should know better.
Kanti empeleni a isiphambano sisho into enkulu, hayi into encane.
Because in actual fact, the cross has an amazing, deep meaning.
Esiphambanweni kulapho inkosi yethu yafa khona.
It's on the cross where our Savior had to hang when he died for us.
Kusho ukuthi ichaza indaba enkulu.
So it has an amazing message.
Isiphambano lapho Jesu wasifela khona, lapho wafela wena, efela mina.
On the cross, the Lord Jesus, he died for you and for me.
Echithi igazi lakho elisimanga.
He shed his precious blood.
Elingesilona igazi lomuntu noma lesilwane, kodwa igazi likaNkulunkulu.
And it wasn't just ordinary blood as of a human or as an animal, but the blood of Christ, of God himself.
Kuchaza ukuthi ngaleso sizathu igazi likaJesu lingamandla ukuba sisindiswe ngalo.
And that also shows us the power that's in the blood, that we can be saved through it and by it.
UNkulunkulu wathatha zonke izono zethu wamethwesa ngazo.
God took all of our sins and he placed them upon him.
UJesu waze wakhipha iconsi lakhe lokugcina ngenxa yakho nangenxa yam.
Jesus gave his last drop of blood for your sake and mine.
Igazi lakhe bekungesilona igazi lomuntu noma elezilwane noma eleundlu noma okunye nje.
His blood was not just ordinary blood, as of any other human or animal or even a lamb.
Igazi lika Jesu bekuyigazi eligugu likaNkulunkulu.
His was the precious blood of God.
Uma echitha igazi lokugcina ngenxa yethu asoqonda ukuthi akusiloni igazi nje, akusiloni igazi lomuntu, igazi lophezu konke.
So take note of that. That last drop of blood that was given for us was just not just ordinary blood of any other human or any
other kind.
The Lamb of God suffered for our sakes.
Watotrozwa ngenxa yezono zethu, kodwa ngemivimbo yakhe siyaphiliswa.
He was smitten, he was beaten, but by his wounds we are healed.
Igazi lomuntu njengokuba nazi akusilona igazi likanina.
As you probably know, a human doesn't get his blood from the mother's side.
Akusilona futhi igazi lendoda nje.
And it's not just a man's blood.
Yebo, ingane zelwe ithola igazi likayise, kodwa hayi kunina.
Yes, a child is born with the blood of the father.
Kanjalo ke inkosi yethu Jesu laphizalwa bekungasilona igazi likanina, bekungasilona igazi likaJosefa, bekuyigazi likaNkulunkulu. Yikho kuthiwa uyindodana kaNkulunkulu.
And it was unique in the case of our Lord Jesus. He didn't get his mother's blood or even Joseph's blood, but he is the Son of God.
Ikho igazi likaJesu linamandla angaka ukumhlambulula umuntu, ukumthethelele noma zibomvu hebu zibe mhlophe njengelikho.
That's why the blood of Christ has the power to set us free from our sin and cleanse us of sin. Even if they red as scarlet, he washes them whiter than snow. I remember quite a long time ago, years ago,
indoda yaqhamuka ubaba waqhamuka endaweni ekude eza khona la ekhaya.
A man from a faraway place arrived here.
Lapho ngimbuza ngithi ubukhala ngani njengokuba ula ufunani.
When he arrived, I asked him what he had come for.
Wayesethi uyacela ukuba ngimkhulekele ngoba kaboni uyimpumputhe.
And then he said he'd like me to pray for him. He was a blind man. He couldn't see.
Ngase ngathi, ayi baba, akuhambi kanjalo.
Then I said to him, sir, it doesn't work like that.
Akusebenzi kanjalo.
That's not how it works.
Akusiloni iqiniso lelo ukuthi ungeza nje ukhulekelwe ukuba kuvuleka amehlo akho.
You can't just come here and then I just pray for you and then your eyes are just opened. And I said, I'm not prepared to just pray for you like that.
waphatheka kabi.
He was upset.
Wathi ngani abaningi abeyimpumputhe bavuleka mehlo khona la ekhaya. Manje mina nginqatshelwani ukuthi ngikhulekelwe ukuze ngibone.
He said, I know of many people that were blind that came here, and after they were prayed for, they received their sight. So why do you refuse me?
Wathi ngizwile ngabantu abaningi abasizakala khona la ekhaya ngokuvuleka kwamehlo abo.
Said, because I know for a fact that many blind people have received their sight here.
Kungani ukuba wenqabe ukukhulekela mina na?
Why do you refuse to pray for me?
Ngase ngithi lalela.
I said, listen.
IBhayibhele lithi uma ugula.
The Bible says if you are sick,
vumani zona omunye komunye nikhulekelane.
Confess your sins one to another and pray for one another.
Esikudingayo into yokuqala hayi ukuthi sivele sikhulekelwe nje.
The first thing is not just to pray,
kodwa ukuba sihlambulule, sivume amaphutha ethu, sivume izono zethu.
The first thing is that we need to be cleansed. We need to confess our sins.
Qale kusinda umzimba, bese emva kwalokho kusinde umphefumulo.
Your soul has to be healed. Thereafter comes the physical healing.
Why say ke anginaphutha, anginasono mina?
Then he said, yes, but I haven't sinned.
Ngase ngibona ngibonela ukuthi usebumnyameni akezwa lutho ngokomoya kumnyama buqe.
And then I realized in what darkness this man was. Spiritually, it was a darkness, total darkness.
Darkness anginasono mina. Anginaphutha mina. Angazi ukuthi kukhona yini abanye phakathi kwethu namhlanje abasebumnyameni okunjalo.
He said, because I don't know that I have sinned. What have I done wrong? I don't know whether there are such people among us who also claim not to have sin.
Ngamtshela ukuthi uIsaya uthi sonke seduke njengezimvu, ilona lo uyihambele yakhe indlela.
And then I explained to him that Isaiah said that we all have gone astray, and everyone has turned to his own way.
Ngazama ukumkhanyisela.
I tried to enlighten him.
Ngathi uJesu hayi ukuthi wabethelwa nje emthini ngeyipikili kwaba yikona kodwa.
And I tried to explain to him that it's not just those nails that held him on the cross.
Ngathi uJesu wabethelwa emthini ngenxa yeyiphambeko zethu.
But that Jesus hung on the cross because of our sins, because of our iniquities.
Why say to you, ungasho kanjani ukuthi wabethelwa ngenxa yami? Ngoba mina bengingekho uJesu bethelwa, bengingekho wabethelwa abaJuda. Manje kungashiwo kanjani ukuthi wabethelwa ngenxa yakhe?
And he said, but how can you say that it's because of me that he was nailed to the cross? I wasn't even there I wasn't there at that time. It's the Jews, the Romans, that nailed him to the cross. I prayed in my heart.
I
said, "Oh Lord, please help me. Grant me the right words, the wisdom to shed a light on this for him."
Unkulunkulu wathatha zonke izono zethu ezakho nezami wamethwesa ngazo.
I said, "Lord, how can I make it clear to him that it's not those nails that held him on the cross, but it's my sins, my wrongdoing that was loaded and placed upon him?"
Ngathuma unomona.
I said, "If you have jealousy,
noma waqamba manga,
or you tell lies,
noma uziphathe kabi,
or you live immorally,
uyambethela uJesu, umbethela kabusha."
In that way, you are nailing him to the cross afresh.
Khona ngasonqamlezweni wabethelwa ngenxa yalezi zinto. Kodwa ngithi nanamuhla uma sona siyambethela kabusha.
Yes, he hung there on the cross at Calvary on Golgotha. But even now when I sin, I am nailing him to the cross again.
Wabethelwa khona waze wabekwa umqhele wameva.
He was nailed to the cross, and they put that crown of thorns on his head. When I first came to our mission station down in Makoko,
kanti wabethelwa umqhele wameva, ngabona meva abukhali ngaphezu kwenalithi, nameva akhona phambili anophoyizeni. Uma uhlatshwa iwona noma uhwetshwe iwona, ungenwa inflammation, ungenwa poison.
When I first saw those thorns that were down there, I realized what it must have meant with the Lord having that crown of thorns pushed into his head. When I saw those thorns, how sharp they were, sharper than a needle, and not just sharp, but with their tips with poison in them, which caused an inflammation immediately.
Izazi zithi iva licijile libukhali kule nalithi phambili.
And they say that these thorns are sharp, sharper even than a needle.
Ngaze ngathi awu Nkosi, kade ngisho ukuthi wabethelwa wafakwa umqhele wameva, kodwa bengingaqondi ukuthi umqhele wameva uchazani.
And I said, "Oh Lord, I've often read about it and heard about that crown of thorns, but I never realized what it must have really meant."
Nokuthi leyo nto bekuyinto enzima kangakanani ukuthi afakwe lo mqhele. Kanti uma isefakwe lo mqhele, abanye bafika ngenduku bamshaye phezu kwawo.
I hadn't realized fully how terrible that must have been, that they, when they placed that crown of thorns on his head, and then others came and still beat him with a stick and drove those nails in.
Abanga intengane ukuze uJesu afakwe athweswe ngomthwalo womkhwele. Omunye umuntu bezofa kodwa uJesu ngenxa yokuthi ubengenalo igazi lomuntu akafanga futhi akabonanga ukubola.
In fact, the way they beat him, they tortured him, was enough to kill him. But he, because he had that special blood, that special strength, he didn't even see decay. And in that way, he was able to bear it.
Kusho ukuthi wafakwa lo mkhele wameva, amgwaza, angena kuye lo poisoni ngenxa yakho.
So those thorns were beaten and driven into his head, that pain and that suffering and that poison that was injected into him through them, just for you and for me.
Kusho ukuthi lo poisoni awumthintanga njengokuba uthinta thina.
Because he had that special blood, that poison didn't have the same effect on him as it would have had on us.
Igazi lethu alikwazi ukwenza okwenziwa igazi lakhe.
Our blood can never do what his blood did and does.
Egazini lakhe kukhona amandla ukususa zonke izono zethu, asigeze sibe mhlophe qhwa.
In his blood there's a power that can cleanse us and save us from our sins and wash us totally clean, whiter than snow.
Futhi encwadini kumaHebheru,
and in Hebrews,
kukhona izwi elinqaba.
There's an amazing word.
KumaHebheru isahluko sesithupha.
In chapter 6.
Uma sona siphinde sesilazile iqiniso simbethela kabusha.
If we sin after knowing the truth of forgiveness, we crucify him afresh.
Akufanele ukuthi leyo nto siyithathe kalula ukuthi uma sona simbethele kabusha uJesu sesimbethela kwesibili.
So we should never take it lightly by just sinning, because when we sin, we crucify him afresh.
Lapho ngikhuluma ke nalo muntu lo baba oyimpumputhe.
So as I spoke to this blind man,
ngathi baba uwena owambethela uJesu ngezono zakho.
I said to him, I said, you know that you have actually crucified the Lord Jesus by sinning, through your sin.
Ngathi uma uqambamanga,
I said, if you tell a lie or if you get angry,
noma umphathe uziphathe kabi,
or you do immoral things,
athi qala lelo kuNkulunkulu umbethela kwesibili,
you are guilty before God, because you are crucifying him anew.
Uma wenza iphutha nje uthukuthelela leyo ngane noma ukhuluma inhlamba isono leso usumbethela uJesu kwesibili.
If you sin, whether it is by cursing or swearing, or whether it is because you get angry and irritable with that little child, it's like crucifying him again.
Ngisakhuluma.
As I still spoke,
wathi awumfundisi, kwangathi kuyasa kimi, kwangathi ngiyabona manje okushoyo uma ukhuluma.
Suddenly he said, "You know, I think I'm starting to understand what you mean when you're speaking about the cross." And when you explain that Jesus was crucified because of my sin,
he
said, "Now I understand."
That
he was crucified because of my sin.
Wathi ngiyezwa kufanele ukuthi abethelwe ngenxa yami ngoba izono zami ziningi.
He said, I can understand why the Lord Jesus had to be crucified for me, for my sin. Because I realize how sinful I've been, how many sins I have committed.
What is ngiyayisola manje ngazo zonke izono zami ngoba bengingazi ukuthi uma ngona ngimbethela kwesibili.
He said, now I see I have sinned and I am sorry for the sins that I've committed because I realize now I crucified him. And I saw godly remorse for his sin. When he realized that the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, was crucified for me, I am the guilty party. I caused it.
So
now I realize how guilty I am. He was crucified, but through my sin, I've crucified him afresh. So in other words, when I sin, it pains him when I do it.
Lapho uona kube ngathi uphindwe kwesibili ukubethelwe emthini.
I said, yes, it does pain him when you sin because it is like you're crucifying him again.
Zihlobo zami niyabona ukuthi indaba yesiphambano akusiyo indaba encane na.
Brethren, do you realize now that the message of the cross.
Ayikho indaba emhlabeni engangaleyo ndaba. Ayikho indaba enkulu njengaleyo mfihlakalo yokubethelwa kukaJesu.
The message of the cross is something amazing. There's nothing else that can be compared to that. Jesus was all powerful. He had the power to get down from the cross as he hung there. As he hung there hanging from those nails.
Abampukayo. Batuma uyindoda nakankulunkulu. Kungani ukuba ungehle emthini?
And the scoffers were there. They said, but if you're the Son of God, why don't you get down from the cross?
Ube namandla ukwehla. Kodwa walenga emthini. Ngenxa yakho, ngenxa yam.
He had the power to come down.
Ngoba ubazi ukuthi ukuze alenge emthini. Ulengiswa yini? Ulenga ngasizathu sini?
He chose to hang there for you and for me because he knew what the real reason was that he had to hang on the cross.
Wathwala ethwalela thina izono zethu ikho engahlanga esiphambanweni.
He had to carry our sins on the cross. And that's why he hung there.
Ngikhumbula u John Bunyan.
I remember John Bunyan.
Encwadini yakho kumhambi womhambi.
In his book, Pilgrim's Progress.
Uzofundwa ukuthi bekhona umuntu obethwele umthwalo omkhulu ethanda ukuphelelwa amandla ejabha.
And it describes a person who was walking along with a huge burden and he was tiring, he was losing strength.
Akhale athubani ongangikhulula kulo mthwalo.
He was depressed and he was desperately calling out, who can deliver me from this burden that I'm carrying?
Wahamba wazo wafika eCalvary wambona uJesu esiphambanweni.
And he continued till he got to the cross, to Calvary, where he saw Jesus on the cross.
Futhuma embona uJesu esiphambanweni.
When he met Jesus at the cross, that's where his burden rolled away.
Wazizwela ekhululekile, efree, ethola inkululeko yangempela. La emhlabeni kukhulunywa ngenkululeko. Akusho lutho lokho. Uma ungakhululwanga kulomthwalo owuthweleyo wezono.
And there he was completely set free of this burden. He was liberated. He experienced true freedom. Today we hear a lot about liberation and freedom, but it all means nothing if you haven't experienced being freed from your burden of sin.
Kukhona abawuthweleyo lo mthwalo bayakuzwa futhi bayazizwela kodwa kusibona abantu abaningi.
There are those that experience that burden, however not many.
Abanakho ukuzisola kwangempela.
Experience that true sorrow, godly sorrow.
Ngenxa yezono zabo nobubi babo abakwenzile.
Being truly sorrowful and sorry for the sin that they've committed.
Kodwa iqiniso ileli uma beze siphambanweni bambona uJesu emthini. Umthwalo uginqikeka phansi. Umthwalo uyasuka.
It is wonderful for the one who comes to the cross and comes to the to Calvary where the Lord Jesus lifts that burden. He removes it.
Ngikhumbula ngo 1963.
I remember 1963.
Ngiqala nga ukufika ethukela ferry.
When I got to Tugela Ferry for the first time, I'd gone there to preach the gospel. I pitched the tent just on the banks of the river. The first service was to be that evening. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I thought, let me just go to the tent just to see whether everything is still okay, because Tugela Ferry was known that it wasn't the safest place, and I thought, let me just check whether everything's still okay at the tent. When I got there, I found a small group of women who had gathered there at the tent.
Omunye ube unina kaputbani.
One of them was the mother of Barney Mabaso.
Why is he mbuza? Eting sees mfundisi.
And she spoke to me and said, Fundisi, what can I do? What must I do to get rid of my burden of sin? Now you can imagine what that must have meant. She was someone, she hadn't been in contact with the gospel. She had grown up in a heathen home and lived in that way. She wasn't even dressed in Western clothing, but still in a traditional skins, as were the children as well. And here she comes and says, what can I do to be freed from my burden of sin?
Washunina, what impundisi, ngithwelum twalo wezono, ngingautula kanjani lum twalo, emahlombe ami.
She said, Mfundisi, I'm weighed down by this burden of sin. How can I get rid of it?
Wathi ngiyathanda ukuya kuleyo ndawo ukuba ngisizakale ngithule umthwalo wezono zami.
She said, I'm looking for that place where I can get rid of my sin, this burden that I'm carrying.
Beka uqhamuka emndenini wobhedeni.
She came from a heathen home.
Kumnyama buke khona.
It was darkness there.
Kodwa behleli ethi ngitshele ukuthi ngingazivuma phi izono zami. Yiza ukuthi emva kwesikhathi kwathiwa ukuvunywa izono. Kodwa kuleso sikhathi yena ube umuntu oqala nga ofuna ukuvuma izono zakhe.
She said, I need to confess my sin. Where can I confess my sin? Even though later some said, no, you don't need to confess your sin. But she came knowing she has to confess her sin.
Ube umuntu omusha obukekayo ehlobisa ngebhinqo zakhe efaka nobhlalo kut uma khona umncintiswana uyena obedla ubhethu njalo ngokuhlobisa ngobhlalo.
Now she was an attractive young woman, and there she had come with all her traditional clothing, and she used to win competitions in the way she dressed, in her traditional way.
Indodana yakhe nayibhinqile ayikagqoki ayikafaki namabhulukwe.
And her son at that time also, he wasn't wearing even shorts or trousers, but just in his traditional clothing. I said to her,
uma uthanda ukuthula umthwalo wezono, ngizobuye ngifike. Soku 3 months. Ngizohamba ngihle, ngilungiselele inkonzo, bese ngifike uma ngihlala la. Nizongifica bese ngithola ithuba lokuyihlambulula.
I said to her then, look, I've just got to still go now, prepare for the service and get something to eat, but then I'll be back. And then you'll have an opportunity to unburden yourself.
Ngahamba.
I went.
Basala.
They stayed behind.
Uma ngifika khona, ngibafika basahleli, naye usahleli.
When I got back later, they were still there, and she also was still waiting.
Ngathi wenze kahle ukuthi ufike, ngoba kuhle ukuba sifike siphambanweni nezono zethu sithethelelwe, noma zibomvu hebu zingaba mhlophe njengeliqo. Noma wahushula izingane zakho, wayichitha ingane zakho, ungeza kuJesu uhlanzwe.
I said,
ube mhlophe qwa.
I said, it's good that you've come. That's the place to go, to the cross. That's where you can get rid of your burden. And Jesus, when you confess your sin, he cleanses you. Even if your sins were scarlet, they'll be whiter than snow. Even if you've had abortions, no matter what you've done, Jesus forgives us and cleanses us.
Isiphambano into eyisimanga, ayikho into efana nayo.
The cross is something wonderful. There's nothing like it.
Umpostoli Paulu uthi anginamahloni ngaleli vangeli.
That's why the Apostle Paul says, I'm not ashamed of this gospel.
Singaba namahloni ngezinto eziningi, kodwa kukhona into eyodwa esingenamahloni ngayo, ivangeli lenkosi yethu Jesu Christ.
We could be ashamed of many things, but we never need to be ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
Kodwa kuthiwa kubantu ababhubhayo, isiphambano singubuwula. Kukhona abantu ababhubhayo. Kukhona abantu abaye kujisweni. Kodwa uma sikholwa ilona, ngeke sibhubhe. Ngoba isiphambano singamandla kaNkulunkulu.
For those, however, that are perishing, and there are those that are perishing, for those, it's foolishness. But to those who accept the gospel, believe in the Lord Jesus, It is the power of God.
Ngoba amandla egazi lika Jesu amandla esiphambano asisusi kuphela izono zethu sithethelelwe zona izono kodwa liyasikhulula nakuzo izono.
And the power of that blood is so great, it doesn't only cleanse us, we don't only receive forgiveness, but through it we receive power to overcome sin. And it saves us from it.
Igazi likaJesu alimthetheleli kuphela umuntu, linamandla, liyakwazi nokuthi lisuse izono zethu.
The blood of Christ doesn't only forgive us our sins, but it takes away our sins, sets us free, it saves us from our sin.
Ungavumi izono.
You can confess your sin.
Kodwa uqhubeke nazo. Obhemayo avume ukubhema, kodwa aqhubeke nako. Omunye othi ngilolaka avume ahambe athi ngiyabonga ukuba ngithethelelwe ulaka kodwa uyaqhubeka ngolaka lwakhe.
Some confess their sin. They confess that they get angry, but they go away there and they get angry again. They continue in their sin.
Kodwa uma ufika kuJesu uthethelelwe izono zakho, uzivume, uzihlambulule, uyakuthethelela. Bese akuhlanze, akukhulule, futhi kulezo zono ozivumayo.
But if you come to the Lord Jesus and you confess your sin, you're sorry for your sin and you confess it, the blood of Christ cleanses you, you receive forgiveness, but then he gives you the power to overcome sin.
Ungayeka ukubhema. Uvume ukubheka, bhema, kodwa uqhubeke nakho. Izinkanuko zenyama, ungazivuma, kodwa uqhubeke nazo futhi.
Otherwise, you're like one who confesses that he was smoking, but he carries on smoking, or the lusts of the flesh have the better of him. He confesses it, but he continues with it.
Ubuyele kuzona futhi.
Go back to them.
Ngoba baboshiwe ngamaketanga ezono.
They are bound by those chains of sin.
Ngakho ke isimanga ukuza esiphambanweni uyohlanzwa ngegazi likaJesu likuthethelele izono bese likhulule futhi ezonweni zakho.
But it's wonderful that we can come to the cross of Christ where we can receive forgiveness and deliverance. We can be set free from that sin.
Ngiyabona ukuthi into eyisimanga le indaba kaJesu.
You see how wonderful, how amazing. Something wonderful.
Kwababhubhayo kungubuwula.
For those
abayiqondi lendaba, kodwa kithina esisindiswayo kungamandla kaNkulunkulu ngoba liyasithethelela, liyasihlanza, liyasikhulula futhi emandleni ezono.
To those that are perishing, it's foolishness, but to those that believe, the cross is something wonderful. The power of the cross is something amazing because you receive forgiveness, but it also saves you from the power of sin.
Indaba yesiphambano bekufanele ukuthi igcwale enhlizweni yethu noma sihambe siphile sigcwele kuqiqime laphakathi.
The message of the cross should fill our hearts, not just fill them, it should be overflowing.
kuthiwa endulo bekhona abantu ababefuna ukuthola isiphambano senkosi uJesu.
They say that long ago there were people who were looking for the cross of the Lord Jesus.
Bahambe bafune 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 yonke indaba behla benyuka nase Golgotha befuna isiphambano senkosi yethu Jesu.
They went all over. They also went to Golgotha trying to find the remnants of the cross.
Isigcino bathola iphambano intathu.
And they say then eventually they found three crosses.
Kodwa kwaba inkinga manje. Nazi iphambano intathu. Kodwa esika Jesu isiphi? Ilesi sokuqala noma sesibili noma esesithathu?
But they had a problem.
Siyadideka sibona ukuthi esika Jesu bekuyisiphi.
The problem was they couldn't identify which of the three crosses was the Lord's cross.
Omunye athi mhlawumbe singabona ngembobo zamanalithi.
And someone suggested maybe they would see where those nails were driven into the wood.
Bafuna bafuna ukuthi bathole okuzobavezela ukuthi okwaba isiphambano sika Jesu kuphi.
And they looked and searched for any clue by which they would recognize the Lord's cross.
Kodwa imbobo zepikili beziningi. Kodwa bebengaboni ukuthi ipikili ezazibethele uJesu iziphi.
They found holes in the crosses, so they couldn't identify by where the nails were driven and which one was his.
Kwezinye indawo iphambano besezibolile.
And they had already decayed as well.
Sezigugile bengasaboni ukuthi ikuphi oku isibonakaliso isayini yokuthi esika Jesu lesi ngoba bebebathathu.
So they were stuck because there was no mark whereby they could identify which was his cross.
Base badideka.
They were confused.
But asazi ukuthi isiphambano sika Jesu bekuyisiphi.
They didn't know which one was the Lord's cross.
Wayeseqhamuka oyedwa.
And then someone came along.
Athi ngizonikhombisa ukuthi isiphambano sika Jesu bekuyisiphi.
He said, I'll help you recognize which one is the Lord's cross.
Uhamba.
He went away.
Uma esehambile, wabuya nesihlalo esiqhuba abantu abangakwazi ukuhamba, i-wheelchair.
After a while, he returned, pushing someone in a wheelchair.
Waqhuba inqola yakhe. Wayiletha kuziphambano.
He brought this person to the cross, to the crosses.
Uma befika esiphambanweni sokuqala,
when they got to the first cross,
wathi ngiyacela ukuthi uselule isandla sakho uthinte lesi siphambano.
And then he said to the person in the wheelchair, just stretch out your hand and touch the cross.
Kodwa kwenzekanga lutho.
But nothing happened.
Uma esefika esiphambanweni sesibili, washo kumuntu, wathi ngiyacela ukuthi wena selule isandla sakho uthinte lesi siphambano.
Then they went to the second cross, and he said, just stretch out and touch this one.
Uma etinta leso spambano, wakuma, wavuma, wavuga, wamangesinyawo.
When he touched the second cross, this man suddenly got up, stood up, jumped up,
and
totally healed. They said, okay, now we know which one is the cross of the Lord
Jesus.
If you come into contact with the cross of Christ, something happens to you. And they say that's how they identified which was the cross of
Christ.
And everyone was convinced, there was no doubt, that this is the Lord's cross.
Umuntu wesibili owasithintayo eyisishosha wavuka. IBhayibheli lithi ngemvimbo yakhe siphilisiwe thina.
So that paralyzed person was healed. The Bible says by his wounds we are healed.
Noma ngaba inganekwane le kodwa kuyinganekwane enhle isivezele iqiniso langempela ukuthi isiphambano yethu senkosi Jesu sinhluboni singamandla kaNkulunkulu.
Even though this is just a story, and yet this story tells us such a wonderful truth about the cross.
Ngikhulumile kini ngokuyisola ngokukaNkulunkulu.
I mentioned earlier about godly sorrow.
Usivume nokuyisola ngokona kwakho. Hayi usivume kalula nje. Kodwa kube khona ukuyisola nokuyilahla.
When you confess your sin, there must be godly sorrow, that you are truly sorry about the sin that you have
committed.
If you have never experienced that godly sorrow, being sorry for your sin, then dear friend, you don't know anything about the gospel. You haven't met up with the cross. You'll go back to your sin. Like a pig goes back to the mud. You're like a dog that vomits and then later goes back to its vomit. If you confess your sin and then you go back into that old sin, then you're living like a dog or like a pig.
Do you know godly sorrow?
Uyakwazi ukuyisola, ukuyisola.
Where you had that godly sorrow and remorse for your sin. If you haven't, you're still playing the fool, calling yourself a Christian. And that's why, even if you confess, you go back like a dog and a pig to its murder.
Awukakabi lona ikholwa ngoba uzovuma nje isono sakho, wenze nje kalula, kodwa ubuyele kusona.
Akusizi lutho ukuthi ungabikho nokuyisola nokuyilahla ngobubi bakho nangesono sakho owazenzayo.
Doesn't help if you think you want to get rid of your sin and there's no sorrow for the sin you've done. Your life won't change.
Abantu ngeke bamangale. Bathi uSpanbani uguqukile.
People won't be amazed. They won't notice the difference in your life that you've changed.
UJesu kumele ukuthi abe ngokuqala. Number one, abe ukuqala empilweni yakho.
Jesus needs to be the very first in your life. But he cannot be the first in your life if you haven't been at the cross. If you've been at the cross, Jesus will become more precious to you than anything else in the world.
Uyomthanda ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
You will love him with all your heart. You'll love him more than you even love your own child. You love him because you know he's the one that forgave you your sin, and he's the one that set you free from your sin. That's why you love him. An illustration I'd like to share with you.
John Brown.
This is a true story about John Brown.
John Brown, ube umuntu oyikhuthalele inkosi.
John Brown was fervent for the Lord.
Bambalwa abantu abafinyelela kulokho John Brown afinyelele kukho.
There are few people who experience what John Brown experienced. He could preach like few people can.
Uma esefika embedeni wokufa, inkosi sizomthatha.
When he was on his deathbed, just before the Lord took him,
wathi anginawo amandla.
He said, I have no strength.
Wathi ngiphelelwa amandla.
I have no courage.
Esemdala.
He was old already.
Athi sengihluleka ukufunda nencwadi.
He said, I can't even read anymore.
Ube umuntu ofunde kakhulu futhi obebhala izincwadi eziningi.
He was a very gifted person, an intellectual, and he had written many books.
He was the author of many books. But abajwayelekile abantu abanjalo njengo John Brown emhlabeni.
He was one of a few.
Kodwa wathi sengiphelelwa amandla ukufunda.
But he said, now I have no strength even to read.
Sengiphelelwa amandla ukuhamba.
I have no strength even to walk.
Noma ngenza okuncane nje kuyangikhathaza.
Just the
ngiphela amandla.
Slightest thing, the smallest thing I do, I can't do anymore. I don't have the strength to do it.
Kodwa ngisamuzwa uJesu ngaphakathi.
But then he said, yet I still feel the power of Christ in me, the Lord Jesus in my life. The fire of Christ is still burning in my heart. Then he called his two sons. They were both preachers.
Kuyashiwo ukuthi umfundisi akazali umfundisi amanga lawo yebo uma uhamba noSathane ngeke uyizale engumfundisi kodwa uma uphilela uJesu azovela amadodana asile.
Some people say a preacher's children are the worst ones. They'll never become preachers themselves. But how wrong that is. If you live for God or faithful to Him, you'll see what God will do for your children. When he was lying in his bed, he spoke to his two sons.
Nimphilele uJesu nimsebenzele amandla asekho khona.
He said, my dear sons, I plead with you, live for the Lord, serve God with all the strength you have while you still have strength.
Wathi namhla ngiyayisola ngoba ngibona ngathi kungcono lo kuncane engakwenzela inkosi uJesu.
He said, because today I have regret that, because it seems as if I just did so little for the Lord.
Wathi madodana ami, hambani nibatshele abantu.
He said, go and tell the people
ukuthi uJesu uligugu elingakanani, uyisimanga esingakanani.
Tell everyone how wonderful the Lord is.
What to my sons, go and tell people how glorious and wondrous Christ is. What he nginvezela uKristu akekho njengaye.
Says, I've portrayed Christ to you, for there's no one like him.
Wathi wayeseqhubeka,
and he continued.
He carried on saying, had I 10,000 hearts, they should all be given to him.
Wathi kuba nganginezinhliziyo eziwu 10,000 inkulungwane eziyishumi ngangizonikela ngazo zonke enkosini.
There is no heart that he would have withheld from the Lord. Uthi noma ngingaba nezinhliziyo ezi kulungwane ezishumi ayikho neyodwa engizoyigodla ezomgodlela yona, ngingamnika zonke inhliziyo zami.
I would have given the Lord the very last one, every one. I wouldn't have withheld one.
Nginombuzo ukuthi nina zinceku zenkosi, niyezwa nje ukuthi uJohn Brown utheni.
Now I want to ask you, servants of the Lord, have you heard?
Niyamuzwa uJohn Brown ukuthi utheni.
Have you heard what John Brown has said?
Nina makhosikazi abafundisi, niya understand na?
You preachers and you preachers' wives, do you understand?
Ngoba ngesinye isikhathi inkosikazi yomfundisi ungusathane.
Because sometimes
uyithulusi likasathane ukuba ame endleleni yendoda yakhe.
Because sometimes a preacher's wife can be a tool in the devil's hand to stand in the husband's way.
Waqhubeka wathi.
He continued and said,
if I would have 10,000 bodies, they would all be devoted to his service.
Ukuba nganginemzimba eziyinkulungwane ezishumi, yonke leyo mzimba bengizoyinikela emsebenzini wenkosi.
We preachers and we Christians, is that the language we speak?
Tina makhona.
Is that true of our lives? Do we say what John Brown said?
Tina makhola, tina bafundisi, sikhuluma ngalendlela na eyayikhulunywa uJohn Brown.
That's a personal question I would like to ask all of you who are present here today.
Lo mbuzo ngifuna ukuqondanisa nawe nawe ilo nalo khona lapha.
Do you speak like John Brown?
Ukhuluma njengo John Brown?
Is this your feeling?
Nawuzwa lokho.
If not, shame on you.
Uma kungenjalo bekufanele ukuthi ube namahloni.
You have only got one body and you can't even devote that one body to the service of Christ.
Unomzimbo wodwa kodwa nalo wodwa nawo akwazi ukuyinikela emsebenzini wenkosi.
And he said, if I had 10,000 bodies, I would give it to the service of Christ.
But ayena wathi ukuba nganginemzimba u 10,000 angizoyinikela yonke enkosini.
Not just 9,999, but the whole 10,000. And he was speaking the truth like a dying man.
I am Zimbabwe 9,999. Got 10,000 wonke. Futhi wayikhuluma njengomuntu ofayo, ukhuluma iqiniso.
IBhayibheli lithi uma kukhona ongamthandi uJesu, uqalekisiwe.
The Bible says if someone does not love Christ, he is cursed.
Kodwa yena wathi, I would give all those 10,000 bodies to the service of Christ.
Kodwa yena wathi ngangizoyinikela yonke leyo mzimba emsebenzini wenkosi.
Then he said to his two sons, who were preachers of the gospel,
wayesesho kumadodana akhe abe ngabafundisi,
if God would make me young again,
uma uNkulunkulu angangidala futhi ngibe musha,
I think I would study other and better means to win others to Christ and apply them with more earnest activity than I ever have done.
Ngangizofuna izindlela ezintsha ukuba ngiqhube indaba kaNkulunkulu ivangeli. Bengizozama futhi ngamandla angaphezulu futhi kunawo langangiwafaka ukuba abanye beyizwe le ndaba yenkosi.
Now in conclusion,
ngokuvala,
are you just satisfied with driving your lorry?
Wena uneliso nje ukushayela ilori lakho.
And doing your business,
qhuba umsebenzi wakho.
Then you are living the life of a cursed person.
Ukuze uphile nje impilo yomuntu oqalekisiwe.
You can't be blessed.
Awukwazi ukubusiseka.
What do you do for his sake, the sake of Jesus Christ?
Ikupho kwenzela inkosi.
If you meet with the cross,
uma uhlangana nesiphambano,
will Jesus be the first one to you?
UJesu uzoba ngowokuqala kuwe.
Will he be the first in your life
uzobe
today,
ngowokuqala empilweni yakho,
and for the rest of your life,
namhlanje nasempilweni yakho yonke? Can I stop here? Have you heard? Have you understood? What type of people we should be?
Nizwile ngamaqhawe kaNkulunkulu John Brown.
You've heard of those heroes of the faith, John Brown and others.
What is our life like?
Impilo yethu njani?
Can we be counted among these people or not?
Singabalelwa kulaba bantu noma cha.
May God grant us that by taking our sins and putting them on Jesus,
kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza ukuba sithathe izono zethu sizithwesa simthwese inkosi ngazo
ukuba zonke izono zibekwe phezu kwakhe.
All our sins are placed on him.
Kungabi into eyizeleze.
That the fact that that was done, that God did that, that that will not be and have been in vain.
Kodwa kube into engamandla kaNkulunkulu kithina.
But that it will be the power of God in our lives.
Dear friends, if we would be such people as these were, what would it be like here in this world?
Or does it all just mean nothing to us? We live as if it means nothing. Our lives, our Christian lives, are just worth nothing. We live the life of a pig and of a dog.
Ngizocela manje kulabo abangahluleki ukuvuka babe standards.
If you have the strength,
abangakwazi ukuma bangahlala.
Let us stand and pray. If you can't stand up, you can just stay seated.
Nkosi Jesu,
Lord Jesus, may the gospel not be in vain in our lives. That our lives won't just be like everybody else, but that our lives will be different.
John Brown.
We've heard of those heroes of the faith, like John Brown and how they lived. Help us, Lord, to be like them. That we'll be men and women like that, that are upright.
Amen.
Amen.